Actually, I listen to your show and I love it. And I can't wait till Monday because actually there's a lot of good stuff you have on, and I am an Indigo child myself.
Who are you?
Yeah, so it's going to be good, and I'd love to talk with Robin. The thing I wanted to discuss with you, because I know you have a lot of connections, is black holes. And up until the past month, I mean, within the last month, they just do not exist anymore.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean they don't exist anymore?
Well, basically, on another dimension, a black hole is like a portal that captures or releases energy throughout the universe.
Sure.
And things are just evolving so fast that they just do not exist anymore. They just kind of closed up, and I'm sure, I mean, it's nothing you'd hear on CNN, but I'm sure you have a lot of contacts with people that would look into that.
Well, and, you know, the metaphysicians may agree with you. I'm not so sure the astronomers would.
Well, I mean, the only way that an astronomer could actually see one is what it sucks in, and that just would not exist now.
I wonder what Stephen Hawking would say about this, the great physicist.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
How do you know this? I mean, is this a feeling you have, or what?
Well, no, I mean, it's just information that I have that's it's kind of hard to explain. I mean, it is information I get or know or see. It's just
how do you get it? Like telepathically?
I don't even know what the definition of telepathically would be. It's just.
Well, let me rephrase it.
Just a knowing, basically.
I was going to say, is this information that is just known to you? You just, like, know it.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you can basically have a feeling, and everybody has that feeling, and everybody gets more, everybody every day is getting more in touch with themselves.
Interesting.
Just the way.
Well, why do you think these black holes have sealed themselves up?
Well, basically, it has a lot to do with things that are changing. I mean, you could go back, and I think it's like a human experiment to give other people, give all the power for not very many people. Do you kind of get what I'm saying?
No, I'm not, but I want to find out. So let's keep up with
okay.
This.
It's basically how, I don't, you can call it Illuminati, demons. Basically, how they perceive to get into our reality was through black holes and other forms of energy. I mean, you talk a lot about demons, but basically what exists now is called, and it comes a lot with thought form and people, but it's like a new earth. And that's just the
so
way things
you,
are changing.
Are you basically saying that it's the human mind, the human psyche, that creates whether these black holes open or close?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, 100%.
And,
I mean,
and so we're responsible for them closing now, you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. Every person, regardless if they know it or not, in some form, is responsible for that.
Is that a good or bad thing that they closed
definitely
up?
Oh, a good thing. I mean, you hear a lot on your show about people who talk about, you know, the end of the world coming, and that's just, things are just going nothing but positive, and they own, that's the only way they can.
You are one of the first and few people to think things are going great. That's pretty positive.
Well, I mean, of course there's obstacles, but and there's free will choice, and any time things can change. I mean, things change, and at this point in time, things are changing every day so fast that it's pretty awesome, actually.
I'll tell you what, next time I get an astronomer on the air, I'll ask him about this and see what he says. I don't think he's going to agree with you, though. Not on black holes getting sealed up. I think they're still out there sucking up everything in their way. Let's go next to our sleep phobia line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Carrie calling from the Seattle area.
Hi, Carrie. So you have somniphobia?
Oh, I didn't even know that there was a name for it, and it's kind of comforting to know that, but I think I'm pretty much the prototype. It's weird. There's nothing demonic like some of the other callers have mentioned. I'm not afraid of a demon entering my house or anything like that. It's just really, I feel like it's the only time I can really be safe and be alone and control my environment. And I have a fear of being non-productive, and then you know, the anxiety, which is inevitable when you start becoming sleepless, you know, that feeds it, that
feeds
your fear of being non-productive. So I'm always doing something.
I got to tell you, there's nothing worse than being in bed and you can't sleep.
It's true.
I mean, you just go on and on. I mean, it's just, it drives you nuts.
I know, and I tell you that Sleep Number bed that comes on, it always sounds so alluring, but...
Well, I got to tell you, it does work for me, and my Sleep Number, by the way, is 90, in case you want to know.
90?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll have to give that a try, but it's good. It's comforting, I think, to know that there's other people out there that are also not just night owls. I get tired of people saying that, oh, you know, you're burning the midnight oil. No, I'm not just burning it. I burned it out, and then I'm functioning. I'm fine. I'm still going on living my daily life. That's what I think people don't understand.
And during the daytime, you're okay, I bet.
Yes, I am.
All right, so the show ends in another hour or two, depends. A lot of stations do a refeed. Sometimes we're on the air for 7 or 8 hours because of that. But when will you generally go to sleep, and how long will you fade away for?
I may not sleep at all. If I get tired, if I really do get tired, I have to kind of remind myself so I don't lose it, and I'll take maybe a couple-hour nap.
Do you dream at all?
Yeah, I do. Lately, I have been. The dreaming about that crazy Satan wannabe from Iran,
that's also
real alluring. I'd much rather be.
Interesting title for him, the Satan wannabe.
He needs to get something else going on. I don't think he's the Antichrist, but it's a good look for him.
Did you hear today he said that he'd sacrifice at least half of Iran just to take out and destroy Israel?
It's disgusting.
Meanwhile, they're still building their nuclear program. So anyway, we got to figure out how to get you to sleep. How are we going to do that? I think she fell asleep. I do. Hello, wake up. She's gone.